On this track, we'll review some of the advanced features you can program on your audio system, as well as take a look at the XM radio feature.
When you go through these menus, you'll need to be in the radio mode. So while we'll go over the steps now, you'll want to wait until the end of this track to review these menus. Remember that if you switch to the radio while this CD is playing, the CD will automatically pause. Just press the Disc Hard button to return to playing the CD.
And don't forget, in order for your CTS-V to store your preferences, you need to make sure that the personalization feature is turned on. To do this, press the main button, then press the programmable button next to the screen display that reads Feat Prog, meaning feature programming.
Now, press the programmable button next to the word OK. If the system is on, you'll see an X marked next to Personalization System. If you don't see an X, turn the Tune Select knob to highlight Personalization System, and then press the Tune Select knob. Then select the button next to the back prompt to exit the menu.
To access the advanced features, you'll need to press the Band Hard button to get into FM1 or FM2 mode.
When you're in the FM1 or FM2 band, press the Tune Select knob once to bring up the FM menu. The screen will say FM menu in the banner area.
The FM menu page includes settings for several features that you can turn on or off by scrolling and selecting with the Tune Select knob. The first choice that you'll see is the Help prompt. When it's turned on, you'll see a description of each of the other FM menu choices at the bottom center of your display screen. Turn your Tune Select knob to scroll over the other choices and see their descriptions. Please reference your personalization instructional guide for details on these features.
The right side of the FM menu shows the programmable buttons for Home, Away, or Auto Store preset modes. You can use the Home presets to store 6 stations and the Away to store 6 more stations on each band, AM, FM1, FM2, as well as XM1 and XM2.
If you want to have the audio system store the 6 stations with the strongest signals, you can use the Auto Store programmable button to activate this feature. Please note that you'll be able to switch from your Home, Away, and Auto Store modes by pressing their corresponding programmable button after you press the Tune Select knob.
Remember, the banner near the top of the screen will always show you which band is active and if the Home, Away, or Auto Store preset is selected.
Another advanced feature is XM Radio. This is a high-quality digital sound satellite radio service that offers more than 100 continental coast-to-coast channels, including music, news, sports, talk, and children's programming.
XM is a pay-for-use service just like satellite or cable television. Your vehicle is equipped with the ability to receive XM Radio, and you can access it just like any other band on your radio. Press the Band button and select XM1 or XM2. You can preset 6 XM stations on each, and you can preview several XM stations when you select XM1 or XM2. Since XM is broadcast via satellite, if the satellite signal is blocked by an overpass, tunnel, or other structure, you will temporarily lose the station until the signal is clear again. To order XM service and hear all of the stations available, turn the Tune Select knob to XM Channel 1 and follow the directions there.
Now you can pause the CD to program your radio station presets or let the CD advance to the next track. And remember, to save your personalized settings for driver 1 or 2, press and hold the driver 1 or 2 button on the driver's door armrest and wait until you hear the 2 confirming beeps.